Let's just go over the Gemara quickly from Daf Ayin Vav on Medbeis to get into the swing of the sugya. The Mishnah said, "Hamoitzi Yayin Kedei Mezigas HaKois," that the shear of Yayin is Kedei Mezigas HaKois, and the Gemara said, "Tana," we learned it at Baraisa, "Kedei Mezigas Kois Yofe," we're speaking about the Meziga of a Kois Yofe, "Omai Kois Yofe, Kois Shel Broch." So the amount of yayin which is used in the mezige of a koi shel broche. And how much is this? Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Bar Rabuah, koi shel broche tzore sheyehei boi roiva revias. A koi shel broche needs a quarter of a revias, kedei sheyimzegenu v'yamid al revias. That after the mezige, there'll be three parts water, one part wine, Yayin Chai, and it will become a Revi'ez. So Bekitza, Rav Nachman and Rabba Bar Rabuah told us the Shir Mezige 3-1, and they also told us the Shir of a Kai Shel Broche is a Revi'ez. Oma Rove Afanan Nami Tanine. So Rove said the Shir that of a Kai Shel Broche that is a Revi'ez, we can learn this out from our Mishnah. How can we see this in our Mishnah? Because we learned as follows. The Mishnah says, "Amoitzi yayin kedei mezigas kois." V'toni alo kedei mezigas kois yofe. That the shir is a meziga of a kois yofe. Uketoni seife, and we learned in the seife, "Ushaor kol hamashkin berevias." That all mashkin, which are oimed l'shtiye, so their shir is a revias. So Yayin, which is also a mashke, which is oimed l'shtiye, so it zikha has to have the shir of a revias. So al kolchoch, pshatn the Mishnah is, Yayin k'day mezigas hakois, that means Yayin, that after mezigah it will become a revias, because Yayin is not different than any other mashkin that is oimed l'shtiye. So we can derive from the Mishnah that a koi shel broche has to have a revias, because one is mechuyev on the hoitzor of yayin if it's roi kedei mezigas koi shel broche. So therefore we see that a koi shel broche needs a revias. And the shir mezige v'rove letaimei, the omar rove, kol chamra deloidori alchad plas mayev, every wine that is not diluted, 3-1, lav chamru. This is the oifen that wine, one should drink wine, with a ratio of 3-1. So bekitzer, we can learn from our Mishnah, Aloch and Hilchas Birchas Hamozein, that a koi shel broche needs a revias, and the Rav says in the Seder HaMezige is 3-1. Amar Rabaye, shtei tshuvis bedovo. So there are two oifanim, he wants to dingzach with Rove. Chode disnan, first of all, your shir of mezige of 3-1, we learned in the Mishnah Fakel. The Mishnah says, vahamozuk, the Mishnah is telling us the marais of dam. When does dam have a din, dai dam nide, when does it have a din, a shame dam? When is this called amare dam? If it looks like yayin mozuk. And the Mishnah continues, vaham mozuk. What is the shear of the dilution of yayin mozuk? Shnei chelke mayim ve'echod yayin. Mina yayin asheruni. So the Mishnah tells us that the Shir Mezige is 2-1, not 3-1. So Memele, so the Chlal, your Cheshbon of Mezige we find in the Mishnah Fakel. The Mishnah says the Shir Mezige is 2-1. Oi, in another Kasha he asks, he says, I don't understand your Lomdus. Rave, you're telling us that the Mishnah, since the Mishnah said that all mashkin, which are oimed l'shtiyah, the shir haitzah has to be a revias, and you're coming to the conclusion that Yayin also falls into this category. It's also a mashka that's Oymed L'shtir. So it also has to have a shir of a revi'is. In the Melech, so Kedei Mezikas HaKois means the Yayin that is put into the Kois that will eventually become a revi'is. So Abaye Esther Kashe, Abaye Esther Kashe, so he says, if the way you're learning Pshat in the Mishnah, that the shir of Yayin Chai is a roiva revius, that a quarter of a revius is the Yayin Chai. So that's how much Yayin he is moitzi. So the rest of the mayim, which will be used to be moizig the kais, he didn't take out the rest. The Mishnah is speaking about he didn't take out the rest of the, he wasn't moizig the kais. He was moizig yayin chai. And this yayin chai is roi lemezig. Fine. But the haitzah was not on a kais mozuk. The haitzah was on a yayin chai. So the mayim, which eventually will be moizig this kais, is still in the kat. It's the mayim bekat umitztarfin. So why is he chayim? If you're telling me a yesod, that you need a yitzah of a revius, here there was no yitzah of a revius. There's a potential, it might become a kais shel revius. But you're not mechayiv skila on a potential. The mayim is still mayim bekadam etzdalfin. Let us see Rashi from the kasha of Abaye. Shtei tshuvas bedovo, the leimotzi lemeilef mimasnis. You cannot learn these two halachas from the Mishnah. Chode, number one, if we're speaking about the shir mezige, the chamra leidori maya elo al chatrein. The shir mezige is not 3-1, it's 2-1. The Mesachis Nida, we learn Chamisha Mare Domim Tameyim. There are 5 Mares of Dam Tomei. V'chad Minayu, and one of these Mares is Kimozuk. It looks like Yayin Mozuk. Meforish B'mishne Uchem Mozuk Shamarti Lecho. The Mozuk that I said, B'shnei Chelkei Mayim V'echad Yayin. So we see the Shir Mezige is 2-1, not 3-1. In a yayin asheroini, shegodl b'shorin shei medinu. V'oid, in another kasha bayes, mayim b'kadu mitztarfen, itayme demas nisen, yayin. If the reason of the Mishnah is, why is one chayiv on yayin? Mishum d'lechi mozel glei v'yeiro elishti yehei bei revies. If the whole reason you're chayiv on yayin chay is because with this shir of yayin chay, with a roiva revius, after the mezige it will become a revius. Aba hashta miya kimapik lay, but now that he took out the yayin chay, adayin loy nimzak. As yet it was a nimzak. Ve ein kan shir, and there's not a shir. Mayim sha'oidam bekat, the water which is still in the bucket, haich mitztarfen l'chayvay. If you're telling me a yesod that yayin needs a revius, he wasn't maitzi revius, he was maitzi a roiva revius, which is oimet to become a revius. It's a potential of a revius, but he was not maitzi revius. El al kolchoch. So Abaye says, so how do you learn pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is speaking about the shir of yayin chai, that it's roi to become nimzak. But he took out the yayin chai. Elar kochach taima lav mishum delis chazei lishtia lirviyas kishar mashkenu. Yayin does not have the halacha like shar mashken. Shar mashken, you have to be moitzi a revius. In yayin, you're chayiv, even though you're not moitzi a revius. Elo hochi shiurei. This is the shir. This is the shir cheshivis. A roiva revius of yayin. That is the shir. Va'avar gavdechi mozig lei havi revius. And even when they'll be mozigit, Forget the shir of the Mishnah is Arayv Arevius. But, and when you'll be moizig it, it also won't become Arevius. Because I hold the shir Mezigis 2-1. I brought you a Mishnah in Masechtas Nidah. So Memele, so even after Mezigah, it won't become a Revius. And it says later, all Mashkin have to have a Revius. Al-Kochach Yayin Mitech Shivus. So he has a different shir, even though it's Oymed Lishtiyah. Not the Rabbi said all Mashkin that are Oymed Lishtiyah have one shir. He says Al-Kochach doesn't have one shir, because here you want Maitzi Bepoyel a Revius of Yayin. So Al-Kochach Yayin is a Besundere Chashivus. So Memele, you can't prove from our Mishnah that the Shir Kaishal Broch is a Revius, because his time is not Moitzi a Revius. So I can very well tell you the Shir of Kaishal Broch is less than a Revius. The Shir Mezige is 2-1. And Fartik. And so you have no Raya from the Mishnah. That was a bias Kasha and Rovet. Omar le Rove. So Rove answered both kashes. Ha deka amrit shnei chelkei mayim ve'echod yayin mina yayin ashiroini. You brought me a Mishnah that the shir mezige is 2-1. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Yayin ashiroini lechut the rofi. Yayin ashiroini is a certain type of wine that is a very weak wine. So Mamela, this wine, the Shir Mezige is Taketutuwa. But the when the Mishnah speaks about that wine, it specifies, this is Yayin Ashiraini. But Stam Yayin, which is much stronger, so then the Shir Mezige is 3-1. Idami, Afilu will say that there's no difference of Yayin Ashiraini and other wines. There the Mishnah is not speaking about how to be Moizig wine Lishtir. There the Mishnah is telling us, if a person wants to know if this dam is dam tome or not, so we have a way how to guide us which mar is a mar tome. You take wine, and you moizig it 2-1, so this mar is a mar tome. You'll be moizig it more, so the wine gets lighter. So b'meile, this mar is not a mar tome if it's dam. So the Mishnah is oisig in telling us that a mare yayin, which if this mare is in dam will be tome, that's dafka a yayin, that means the lightest color, could be a yayin that's mozik 2-1. If it's lighter than that, so that is not a mare tome. But the Mishnah is not oisig in telling us the preferable way how one should be moizig yayin, he wants to drink wine. He wants to drink wine, then there's my formula, 3-1. Inami hosam mishum chazuse. That Mishnah which tells us a shir mezig of 2-1, that Mishnah is oisig in teaching us marais. So the similar mara of dam tome is a mezig of 2-1. But if you want to be toyim wine the way wine should taste, boy, it's way, then you need a bigger meziga of 3-1. That's on your first kasha. You brought a raya from a Mishnah that the shir meziga is not the way I said. Udika amrit. Now on your second kasha, mayim mikadu mitstarfin. You asked a kasha on me that how could I say that yayin needs a shir revius, like all other mashkin. I, this person, was not moitzi a revius. It's le'inyin Shabbos midi de choshev be'inon v'ho nami ho choshev. This is also choshev. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. De rofi rach. There the Mishnah is speaking about the mara of yayin. If a person wants to be toy in yayin toy, so then the ratio is 3-1. Aber mar is dam, when one wants to know a mar of dam tomei, lai hava ele bishnei chalokim mayim ve'echad yayim. Vi yoiv beit fei, if he'll add more water, dam hadoim eloi, ke dam yoiko v'toyo. So this is not a dam odoim, this is not a dam tomei. This is dam yoik. Are you asking me mayim bekadu mitztarif? So Rove says, the Iker Inyan of Shiurim is because Shabbos you need a dover choshev, is ha choshev. A potential revius is also choshev. The chozi litzrufei beimayim. This is already a potential revius of yayim. He says, since the whole din revius is only als chshivis, that's why that's the whole Indian in Shabbos. You need to be Moitzi Adover Choshu. So a potential revius of Yayin, that means, because it's Chozi Litzarufi Beimayi, so you also Chai. So even though Bepoyel, he did not take out a revius, but this is a potential revius of Yayin. Let us see Taisis. Taisis and Davayin Vova Medbeit. Af anan nami tanina. That what? The koish shel broche ton revius. That was Rav's raya. He says, Rav Nachman amar Rabba barabu is that a koish shel broche did the revius. So Rav says, and our Mishnah says this yisoy. The mistome, yayin shiuroi lifshayim zegenu viyamid al revius. Mistome, the shir of yayin is, it's after the Mezige, it will be a revius. K'moisham mashkin. Diktoni seifet v'havu b'revius. Just like other mashkin, it says the shir is a revius, so the yayin after the Mezige also has to be a revius. Ukitoni, and the Bereises said that this is of the shir of Kedai Mezige's kois yofet. Mashmin the kois shel broche l'chshayim zoit bin in shei revius k'moi b'hoitzo. If the Baraisa told us that the Shir Aitzo is a Shir of Kaishal Broche, and the Shir Aitzo we can figure out from the Sefer has to be a Revius, so Mamela, the Shir of Kaishal Broche also has to be a Revius. Avol ha de Bo'inim Yayin Roiva Revius, but the ratio of 3 to 1, Loisha Mina Mimas Nisa. That Rava didn't say Afanan Nami Tanine, because the ratio Zicha, the Shir Revius, it's Mavur in the Mishnah, because that's the Shir Aitzo by a Mashke Roy Shi Yishoster. But the Oifen HaMezige, that it has to be a Roiva Revius, Loi Sheminim Emes Nisim, Elo Memele Yodin, he says, this we can figure out ourselves already. If we know that we're speaking about a koish shel revius, so we'll know the meziga havi al chatlas. That Rava knew already that the preferable meziga is 3 to 1. V'ha deloy nokat b'masnisen kidei mezigas revius. Rektach Taisvis, why did the Mishnah? Most of the Mishnah read in Turkish. The Mishnah says, Amoitzi Yayin Kedei Mezigas Kois. And then in the Mezigas Kois, we don't know. The Mezigas Kois, let the Mishnah say, we don't know what kind of a Kois it is. So we have to figure it out. Why did the Mishnah say, Klo, Amoitzi Yayin Kedei Mezigas Revius? Is Milsa Agav Ulche Kamash Malon. The Kois Shel Broche Berevius. The Mishnah wanted to tell us Agavuche, another idea, that this is the Shir of Kaishal Boch. That's one thing. Oi, now Taisu says Gor Alom de Shittes. Mishum, the Mehai Taime, the Chozi Le Kaishal Boch. Since, this is the reason. The Emerson, he did not take out a revius. He only took out something that is a potential to become a koishel broche. He took only out a reiva revius. No. How is one chayiv if bepoyel he did not take out a revi'is? He took out something that bekoyach can become a revi'is. So why do you cheshbon with the koyach, bekoyach? So the Mishnah is telling us the soy. The mahai time. Because of this reason, the chazi lekoy shel broch. This has a potential to be used for a koy shel broche choshev. So this is machshev. This is machshev the roiva revius. Umechayev bepoches merevius. Therefore he's chayev even though bepoil it's bepoches merevius. Lefi sheyochel oisev all of mayev. Vashar mashkin loy mechayev bepoches merevius. Like Rav Fiyadais, Udika Amret Mayim Bekado Mitztarfin, the Gabi Shabbos Midi the Choshev Bina. So the Mele, Rav told us a Yisot, Be'etzem Abai Estakashim Amonavshech, if the Shir of Yayim is a Revi'is, you don't have a Revi'is. The Mayim is Bekat, it was never Moitzi. A revius of Yayin Mosul. That was a bias kash. So Rav told him, by Shabbos, you need chshivis. So memele, a roiva revius has a chshivis. What is the chshivis of a roiva revius? Because it can be used in a koishel broche. Because it can be used in a koishel broche. He says, bekoyach, shtetach betzem apsa, if you'll take out orange concentrate, you have to take out a revius. Because orange concentrate is gashmiyus. Gashmiyus is nish bekoyach. Gashmiyus is nish bepoil. The chivis of gashmiyus is not that it can become a glass of orange juice. It can become as golnish. It has to be a glass of orange juice. That's gashmiyus. Gashmiyus is nish bepoil. This, the chshivis of Yayin Chai, the whole chshivis is because this can become a koishel broche. The chshivis is not in the geshem sheboy. The chshivis is because this is a potential koishel broche. So in ruchni is potential spiel toichet arole. So that is why the Mishnah says, amoitzi Yayin, kidei mezigis hakoitz. The Mishnah is telling us why here we cheshbon with the potential revius. Because here the chshivis is because it is a potential koishel broche. Masha enkein by all other mashkin, so there we don't reckon with the potential because there that the whole chshivis is in the geshem sheboy. It's a memela. If you have a revius, it's choshev. If you don't have a revius, it's not choshev. So that's why the Mishnah mentioned kedei mezigis hakoyis, because that is the siba of the cheshivis. But aval pi kein rove held that the whole mile of koisha broche is that a bekoyich tiki revius is also has a shem revius, but that a koishel broche should be machshevit, that a different shiur should help, that Rava was not masking. That means the shiurei revius are standard, that there wouldn't be a chilik, such a shiur. Yizicha need a revius, if the Mishnah says maske need, it also needs a revius. But the mile of koishel broche is that it's bekoich to become a revius, so we cheshben with the bekoich, with the potential. That is how Rava learned. The Omar Rava, Kol Chamra de Loidori Al Chad Tlas Maye, Lav Chamra. That's not, Lav, that doesn't mean it's not wine, it's not a Choshev wine. That is the way one should drink wine, with a ratio of 3-1. Frektach Toisves, Vohodom Rinem Beperik Echodine Momenes. Gabi Sanhedrin, Al Yechsar Hamozek. That there never should, that a Sanhedrin can function if we're not missing the Shia Mezige. Im Hutzrach Echad Mehem Lotzeis, if one of the Dayonim has to go out, We're speaking about a bezdin of ayin aleph. If some have to go out, so what is the minimum dayon? What is the amount of minimum dayonim which have to remain in bezdin? Im yeish chav gimel yoytze. Eistis dahainu shlish misanhedrin. That means the shir mezige has to remain. The shir mezige has to remain. And then bezdin can function. That is the minimum shir. The hainu shlish mi Sanhedrin. You need a third of Sanhedrin that remains. Mashme. In fact, Chtoisus mashme the mezige al chatrein. So you see the mezige is al chatrein. It's 2-1. That's the shir mezige. That 2/3 can leave and 1/3 can remain. That's the shir mezige. So zakasha and rove. Oimarivo. The Rove davke hoye moize kemishpat amezige al chatlas. Rove was the one that personally he was moizig this ratio of 3-1. Kedi omar bahazo, omar Rove, mezige didi meide yediya. My mezige, my formula of mezige, everyone knows my formula. This was Rav is a formula of 3-1. Ubekeitzad ma'abrim, the Gemara says in Erevin, Dome hai mezige, le mezige de Rav berei de Rav Yosef. This was Rav's concoction. This was Rav's oifen ha-mezige. Le mezige de Rav berei de Rav Yosef bachom, avur shar ha-oilam, ha-oyavim yayin chozok, those who wanted a stronger wine, Ein moizgin al chad train. The welt is moizig chad train take. 2-1. Rove did not hold of such a strong wine. There's a mailen wine, it's mafakeach, aber one should not indulge too much. So fakert, the wine should be mellower. So fakert, the correct mezige is 3-1. So what did the Rivo say? So the Rivo said, That what the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Al Yechzer HaMozeg, and we're speaking about a Mezige of 2-1, that's the Oifen HaMezige, was the Welt hat gemacht. Rove made a different Mezige. Ve'ein Nira L'ri, Dim Kain, Mai Porich Abaye. So what was Abaye's Kashe? Abaye asked the Kashe, if we're saying now that there are two Meziges. Rove has his own mezige, and the Welt hat an andere mezige. Dem kein mei porch abaye from the Mishneh. Luki mas nisen de nide me mezigis shar b'nei Adam. So let us say the Mishneh is speaking about the mezige of shar b'nei Adam. Just like you say the Pasuk is speaking about the mezige of shar b'nei Adam. So let us say that the Mishneh is also speaking about the mezige of shar b'nei Adam. So what's the kasha on Rove? The Chodesh Aviv wants to explain the Shitas HaRivo as follows. He wants to say that what Rove said, that the Shir Mezige is 3-1. It's not pshat that was Rove's a taste, Rove's a whim. Rove held, Azoi taf a Talmud Chochem, drinking wine. That's the amount of alcohol. That's how much one should take. So in Meile, the Tanoim, wasn't Rava, the Tanoim, when they spoke about the Shir Mezige, they spoke the way a Talmud Chochem has to be Moizik. And that's why our Mishnah that's speaking about the Shir Mezige, or the Mishnah in Nida that's speaking about Shir Mezige, that Shir is the correct Shir. That is the correct Shir. When Chazal wanted to be Masmich, the amount at Sanhedrin, the Weltake feels sich nicht so. I mean, the Rambam in his days says that Talmud Chochem does feel sich anders wie the Welt. When the Posik was Masmich, the Shir, how many Dayonim have to be left over, so the Posik was speaking about the Oifen HaMezige that the Welt macht. There is such a Mezige. But Tanoim, Aben Teure, does not make such a Mezige. So the Mishnais would never speak about it. The Rem is in the Posik, the Smacht of the Posik, they were Masmach this Posik, with the Mezige of what the Oilam makes. Aber be'etzem, when meret halachis, taf meretten take, that the name geret take, the Eben Torah is to make mezige, and that is a shear of 3-1. Al Kaponim, the Ri did not hold of the Shtik Torah. Ela nira l'ri, the krod al yechzar ha-mozeg b'yayin ha-shirayni. That this pasuk, Rav in the first Teret said that yayin ha-shirayni has a different shir mezige. Since it is a weaker wine, so there the shir mezige is 2-1. So this pasuk is speaking about yayin ha-shirayni. The Ritva is mamtik a little, because in Shir HaShirim it says Chavatzelas HaShorim. So Memela we're speaking about this smoking. So Memela Al Yechzar HaMozek is speaking about Chavatzelas HaShorim, but Yain HaShirim. Mishum Deleka, look at Mikro B'Stam Ezik, Vava Reviye. To say that the Mishnah is speaking about, Estes, Stam Ezige, we can't say. Why? The Reviyah Sanhedrin Lamai Chozi. Avoshlish Chozi Ledine Nefoshes. That means a Bezdin of Chav Gimel can be done Dine Nefoshes. So Memela, so we'll say that the Pasuk is speaking about the Izam Ezige of 2-1. And the Mishnah is speaking, and the Pasuk is speaking about this Eifen HaMezige, because a Bezna of Chav Gimel does have a Chashivis. So it's called that the Chelek Choshev is left over, that we continue, they can continue Paskening. But according to the second Lashon of the Gemara does not want to differentiate between Yain and Shirayin. The Gemara wants to say that what? That the Meziga of 2-1 is a Meziga al Tzchazuse, Lo Mechalik Ben Yayin HaShirayni Koshe. V'yesh Leforesh Mishum Chazuse Kidei Shelo Yavsit Hamare Derech Lemoizgoy Alchat Trein V'lo Yoysa. That means that Tosfos wants to say that Yayin has two shimushim. There's the tam of Yayin and the mar of Yayin. Could be, we could be mamtik. The Gemara says in Psochem Daf Kuf Chesem at Beis, Rabbi Yudah said that the Dalet Kais is Tzor Shihei Boi Tam Umar Yayin. Shenema Oteire Yayin Ki Yis Adem. So Rabbi Yudah said there's a Psed Inyan of Mar Yayin. The wine is enticing with its mara also. So memele, so be'emison, there are atake two shiurim of mezige. If one wants to have a mara yayin, so the yayin in its full beauty is the shir mezige 2-1. If one wants to have a tam yayin, so then the shir mezige is 3-1. So al koponim, is that what the pasuk tells us? That by dayonim we need a shir mezige. We're not speaking about the shir mezige which is necessary for tam yayin. We're speaking about the shir mezige that is necessary for mar yayin. Chodo. So the first kasha of Abaye was that your shir mezige is wrong. Disnan vahamozug shnei chelkei mayim. Vim toima labaye distam mozug alchad train. According to Abaye, that the shir mezige is 2-1, adarabe, tikshe amai itzich lefore shnei chelkei mayim, avle lameimer kimozug stam. Well, it says the mozik that we're speaking about is shnei chelkei mayim. Fakel the tzeirich apirish would show that this is not the normal mezige. That this is, we're speaking about a special type of mezige. V'yishlem the salke daitach da gavuchi kamash mudochi avi kol mozik. He wants to tell us that that is the sheer mezige take. Now before we learn the next taisvis, be preferable to learn the Gemara further, because Taisus goes on the Gemara further. And in Yesod, the Gemara further is now a new sugya that will have a shaykhus with before. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tone, we learned in a baraisa, yavesh b'kezayis. If a person will be moitzi yayin yavesh, so then the shir is b'kezayis. Yavesh, so let us see Rashi. Yavesh yayin kolush. Now, there is such a hefze of yayin kolush, a gelled wine. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yud Beis on Medalev, speaks about, the Gemara says that one cannot be mesachech with oichlin. So the Gemara says, because it says, we learn out the din sichuch, it says, ba'ospecha migolnecha miyikvecha. So the Gemara says, maybe, so it means psailas goyren v'yek. Like the Gemara, how do you know it means psailas goyren v'yekev? Maybe it means goyren mamish v'yekev mamish. So the Gemara says it can't mean yekev, because how can you be mesachich with wine? You can't make sichuch with wine, it's a liquid. So the Gemara says, why not? Dilme b'yayin korush abo mishnir. So there is such a yayin, korush, it was a gelled wine, was yayin kofui, Rashi says, that bo mishnir, and it looks like a devela, and there was such a thing as a wine that is a solid. There's such a wine. So now let us learn Rashi. Yovesh yayin kolosh. Now, we are not speaking about that Rashi is not telling us what the Taitz Yovesh is. We are speaking about yayin kolosh, this yayin kolosh, which mitchilosoi is a type of a salad. So this yayin kolosh can get dried more. It can dry up. Is yovesh yayin koresh, if this yayin koresh will dry up, and now one wants to be moitzi it, what is the shiraitzo? Because I, the mikore have a bei revis. Before it was a revis, and now that it dried up, it became nisyabish, it now became a kizayis. So now Rashi is a kasha. So l'chayre. So what is Rav Nosson telling us? Rav Nosson is telling us that even though the shiraitzo is by a revius, but if it became yovesh, so your revius became concentrated. Now through the yovesh, it became a kizayis. So in a kizayis, you have a previous revius. Or we'll see later, it's bekoyach tzirik to become a revius. So memeila, you have your revius in the kezayis. So now Rashi had a meira de kekashe. Since when is the shir yayin the revius? That means Rav Nosson is telling us we have the revius in the kezayis. Since when do you need a revius? We learned in the Mishnah that the shir yayin is a roiva revius. So Rashi says, no, that's by normal wine. Ubekorush, but if we are speaking about yayin korush, revius shleima bo'inen. You need a whole revius to give it a chshivis of mashke. The lav bar mezige. Yayin korush, it can never be moizig. So memele, so if it wouldn't be nisyabish, you would need a revius. Now this yayin korush got harder, it became nisyabish. So memele, if there is left a kezayis, so we know this kezayis came from a revius. So this kezayis is still a potential revius. We'll see later it can go back to a revius, if it can melt again, it can go back to the previous shir of a revius. So memele, so if a person is moitzi a kezayis, which is a potential revius, and that is the shir that is necessary for the hitzo of yayin korush, so yechai. So this is Bekitzel, what Rav Nosson said. Yovesh b'kezayis divrei Rabbi Nosson. Rav Nosson said
that a kezayis of Yayin Koresh is equivalent to a revius of Yayin Koresh when there wasn't Yovesh, and Memela, so you have here your potential revius. Omar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said that this diktoire, that a dovor shenis Yavesh, that is a kezayis, is in Yesod, was once a revius, is Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omru Dovarech. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said the same shtick toil. Rabbi Nosson, Hoda Amoron. Here Rabbi Nosson says that a Kezayis is a Revius. Was a Revius. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the same. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shisha Dvorim, there were six things that he was aware of, Mikulei Beishamrei, Imechumrei Beishilu. Usually the Beishami were Machme, the six things that Beishami were Meku. Now one of these six things are as follows. Dam Nevela is, like this we know, Besar Nevela is Metame, because Ayis. What about Dam Nevela? Does Dam also have Tumas Nevela? Is Beishami Metarem? Beishami said that Dam does not have Tumas Nevela. Tumas Nevela only applies to Besar Nevela, not Dam Nevela. Or Beisilu Metam. Beisilu hold that it's Tom. Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Av shetimu Beisilu, when Beisilu was said that Dam Nevela is Metame, loitimu, what is the shear of Dam to be Metame Tumis Nevelas? Loitimu elo b'Dam sheyesh b'Revius. The need Dam that had, there's a Revius of Dam. Now how did they figure out the shear Revius? Because when it will solidify, it will coagulate, and it will become harder, so a revius of dam will then become a kezayis. So just like by nevela gufe, the shir tumis nevela is a kezayis shal nevela's metame, so a revius of dam, which when it becomes korush in coffee, it becomes a kezayis, so you need. So in its liquid state, you need a revius, because a revius is a potential kezayis. So memele, so Rav Yosef ot kechap, the Rav Nosson, so memele ot eisis, so Tutanoim told us that the transferal from a liquid state to a solid state, a revius becomes a kezayis. Rav Nosson and Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda hold one inyan. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Rav Yehuda Oimer, Vov Dvorim Mikule. Lav de Ikahani Vesuloi. Now these are the only inyonim that Beishamai is Meikul. Takati Tuvika, there are many cases that Beishamai is Meikul. Elok Shenichnesu le Kerem Biyavne, Ve Idu Kol Echad Ve Echad Al Oise She Biyodoi, Ve Meseches Yedias, each Tanis said over the Yedias Hinu, Hayid Rabbi Yehuda Aleilu. Rabbi Yehuda knew of six cases that Beishamai is making. Beishamai metaren. The Beishamai are metar by dam tumis nevelis. The einoi kivoso letamei binevela bekezayis. It doesn't have tumis nevela. Now Rashi has a shaila, but does it have tumis oichlan? Good. It's not tumis nevela. Tumis nevela is miyuchad leboso. But is this dam mekabel tume from the nevela to become a rishon letume? So Rashi in the first lashon says v'loy teiras mashkin letume kala. Beishamai metarin. Rashi took it metarin means it's in ganzen teir. That dam does not have a teiras mashkin according to Beishamai lekabel tume that it should become a rishon letume. And linir teis Rashi wants to say not like that. The high the Beishamai metarin metumis nevelas luchude koma. Beishamai is speaking about Tumas Nevelas, Shlo Yitame Odom, that Dam does not bekoich, but Tame Odom, because it doesn't have Tumas Nevelas. Avo Tume Kalo Yeshboi, but it's Zichre has Tumas Oichlem. Al Kaponim, that's Beishamai. And Beisilo said, it is Metame, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said, that a revius of Dam will be Metame, because it's Yochel Likra Yishvulamid Al Kezai. Shehu shir nevela letame yodom. V'haynu omru dovarecho. Shekizayis hayovesh. a kizayish that is dry, and it is compressed, shinimuach, when it will melt, havi revius, will become a revius. So these two tannoim said the same shir, that a revius becomes a kizayish, a kizayish becomes a revius. Omar Abaye. So Abaye wants to be chaylik on Rav Yosef's assumption. Rav Yosef said that what? That Rav Nos and Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda hold the same. Omar Abaye dil melohi, you cannot build from there to memories that they hold the same. Because Rav Nosson is speaking about one type of a mashke, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about another type of a mashke. Now Abai explains. Ad kan lo ikoma Rav Nosson hochi, the boy revius, elo biyayin the college. When did Rav Nosson say that a kizayis of yayin yovish is equal to a revius? That is yayin. The kolish, it does not have a thick consistency. So memele, so the difference between the liquid state and the dried up state is a difference for kelt, a kezayis becomes a revis. Avol, vidam, the somech, but dam in its liquid state is very thick. Kezayis, loiboy revis. That means that let us say for practical purposes, a half a revius can become a kezayis. Since the solid state is not so great, so memela, according to Rav Nosson, if you'll ask me a shaila, how much dam do you need to be metame tumis nevela? I'll tell you a half a revius. Because a half a revius, When it will become completely solid, it will become a kezayis. We're speaking about two different objects. You can't shtel two yayin to dam. The different chafetzim. Inami. That's if we're speaking about Rav Nosson. So it's not muchach, Rav Nosson holds like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Rav Nosson could very well say that by dam, chatzi revius will be mekabel, betamatumis nevelis. Inami, it can go the other way around also. Ad kan loy koma rabbi yosef rabbi yehuda hosom de kezayis agilei berevius. Rabbi yosef rabbi yehuda says that what? From a revius becomes a kezayis. Elo bedam de somach. So could be then. Avul yayin de kolish. But yayin, that is kolish, that is a thinner consistency. Havi yoyser merevis. V'chimapik poches mikizayis lechayev. So memela could be, since there's a greater difference between yayin in the liquid form and in the drier form, so it could be that less than a kizayis is equivalent to a revis. So Abaye only was chaylik on Rav Yosef. He said these are two tanoim, which Grad said the same shir that a revius is equivalent to a kezayis. But since they're speaking about two different objects which have different characteristics, so you can't say that they hold the same. Each one is speaking about a different object, so could be in the other case it'll be chaylik. Let us see Rashi. Ad kan lo ikoma Rav Nosson hoche de kezayis yovish. Boi revius de lach. Ubotzer me revius lach leke kezayis yovish. That means, if he can never have a kezayis yovish, which is not a potential revius, can they come like the kezayis korish have a revius? There is a revius in a kezayis korish. Ela be yayin the kolish. Yayin is a thinner consistency. Uchshehu lach, rav nivchoy. When it is lach, it spreads out more. Uchshem is yavesh, and when it shrinks, when it dries up, nitzmak l'shir cotton. So there's a great difference between the yayin in the liquid form and in the solid form. Avodam shulach habesomech. Oh, it's very thick. In the liquid form, it's very thick. The korev liyeis korish. So in the liquid form alone, it's kemat coagulated already and hard. Sheyavesh ain't in its mak l'shir cotton. So the yaveshes, it doesn't shrink too much. Elo ma'at. Okizayish yaveish. Leiboy revius lach. Vidam nevelus metame bepoches merevius. That is this sugya. Now we'll see Taisus. Taisus goes the veil on the Gemara before. Ba'oid mayim bekad umitztarfe. El al kochoch. So what did Abaye hold? So Abaye held time. You can't say you're chayiv because you were moitzi a revius of yayin. If you need a revius of yayin by yayin also, you don't have a revius. The mayim is still bekat. Ela al kochach taime, lav mishum delachim mozig lei ave revius, v'chozi l'shtiye kishar mashkin. You can't say the way you learned, Rove, that since it's a potential revius, so it has a din of a revius of shar mashkin. No. Alohochi shiurei. Because you don't have, there's no such thing as a potential revius. This is the shiur. A roiva revius yayin is choshen. Avel gavdelechim mozig lehavi revius. So it could be the shir mezige, the way I say the shir mezige is 2-1. So a roiva revius is never a potential revius. And it's choshen. Allah, this is the shir of Eitzah. Get the pirish bekuntres. Elo mishum de yayin choshevu. Yayin fakel rove. You are saying that what? You are saying that yayin is not any better than all mashkois, and you need a shirevius. I wish to disagree with you. If you would need a shirevius, you don't have a shirevius. Because mayim bekadu mitzaref. No, Rabbi is tining to Rove. Elamishum de yayin choshevu. Yayin mitzadatzma is a dover choshevu. V'roi lahatznioi lekoi shel broche. And fakert, one will be matzniyet for a koi shel broche. That means the chshivis of yayin is not because it's drinking, that one drinks wine. The chshivis of yayin is because roi lahatznioi lekoi shel broche is memele, so therefore, whatever is useful for a koi shel broche is a chshivis. Even though you can't use it with koi shel broche, roi v'revius is not enough. Mikol mokim havi kemoi mayim shematzniyim loshiv b'emes akile, aval pi shein eruyim b'loi kile. But just like the Mishnah says later, that mayim has a cheshivis that you can mix it together with akila, which is a medicine that is used for the eye. So this mitzadatzma, this is an ingredient of kila. It has a cheshivis, a person is matzniya this. So memele, yayin chai is also, it is an ingredient of a koishel broche. So memele, this is machshiv yayin. So yayin does not fall into the category of all other mashkoi. Ba'abaya leipolik, elo boho, the leimatzrich revius mozik. That means, in hilchis haitzah, and in hilchis bilchis hamozim, he holds, you don't need a revius mozik, by yai. Hilchis bilchis hamozim, half a revius mozik, whatever the shir is, it's 2-1. Avo roiva revius yayin chai, tzorich lokoi shabrocha. That means, in this he's not chaylik. And what we learned till now. The Shir Yayin Chai, everyone is moida, the Shir Yayin Chai is a roiva revius. So the Shaila is, Lefi Emes, what is the Shir Kaishal Broche? That's the machloikas Abaye v'Rove. Abaye holds the Shir of Kaishal Broche is 2-1, and that is the Shir Kaishal Broche. So Bekitzer, so 2/3 of a revius, a quarter aces, 3/4 of a revius, 3/4 of a revius, that is the shear of a koishel broche, and the rova holds a revius. But the amount of yayin chai, that is no machloikis. Kidemashme ba'arvei psochen, the omar of Yehuda omar Shmuel, dalet koises halolu, Rav Yehuda omar Shmuel said, the 4 koises, Tzorech sheyei bahen kedei mezigis kais yofen. You have to have in each kais, it should be mezigis kedei mezigis kais yofen. L'chayre, that means that it should be a roiva revius of yayin chai. Each of the dalt kaises needs a roiva revius. Meisvei, so the Gemara asked a kashe an Rav Yehuda omar Shmuel. We learned in a baraisa dalet kaises halolu tzorech sheyei bahen kedei revius. In the Dalet Kaisis, need a revius of Yayin. So the Makshin held that each Kais needs a revius of Yayin, not a Roiva revius. And for the Gemara, Idi v'idi chad sheyurehu. No. The Berai said, Rabbi Yehuda omar Shmuel saying the same thing. Kedei mezigis Kais yofel l'chol echot ve'echot, haino kedei revius. That means that Rav Yehuda omar Shmuel was speaking about each kais bazunda. So each kais bazunda needs a quarter of a revius. The Beraisa that says that the Dalit kaises need a revius, yeah, all Dalit together need one revius. Because each kais needs a quarter of a revius. L'chol echad v'echad. Idvi d'chad shiur. K'day mezigis kais yofe l'chol echad v'echad. Heinu kedei revius. Mashme, the revius, the bereise, heinu lechol abba kaises. Dabba lechol chad, roiva revius, shu mezigis kais yof. So memela we have here a bereise, the way the Gemara says pshat in the bereise, that the shir of the dalet kaises is a roiva revius for each kais. So memela baye will not be chaylik on the bereise. So a kolchach, the whole machloikis, abaye and rove is how big the kais has to be. But the amount of yayim chai that one has to put into the kais is no machloikis. Oho, diktoni, hosom, beseife, the bereise. Now, this is the problem. If the bereise is speaking about that the amount of yayim chai that has to be put into each kais, now what does this mean? What does try echot chai ve echot mozuk? The Braise is here talking about yayin chai. The Braise is speaking about the amount of yayin chai that should be used for all 4 cases. Hochi perusha. Echot. The amount of yayin chai that is necessary for the dalet kaises is 1 revius. And you split up this 1 revius into 4 chalokim. That is the amount of yayin chai. Now the Beraisa says further, now how will you drink this yayin chai? Is echad yishta oisai roiva revius kemoishu chai? If you want, you can drink now this kais. Roiva revius, you could drink it chai. Ve'echad yimzigenu ve'yishtei. Or if you want, you could be moizig it. Hey, so the Barais is just telling us the amount of yayin chai for each kais you need, roiva ha-revius. How you'll drink it? To each his own taste. If you want, you could drink it chai. If you want, you could be moizig it. So we see here a gewaldike chiddush that according the way Tosis is learning pshat, and this is l'chayra pidalke shel Abaye, that according to Abaye, just like there's no shir of revius, there's no shir of 2/3 of a revius either. 2/3 of a revius, that's, if you want to make mezige, you make mezige, so it's 2/3 of a revius. If you don't want to make a mezige, so then it'll be a quarter of a revius. That means there's no shear, there's no special shear of a kais. There's only an amount of yayin that is necessary, and then there's 2 eifadim. How you drink it? You drink it mazug, or you drink it chai. But there's no shear bechlap. So while Tosfos is saying, till now Tosfos is saying that Abaye and Rava agree the amount of Yayin Chai that is necessary in a Koishel Broche. They disagree in what else has to be put into the Kois. What the Shir Mezig is, that's where they disagree. Umiyu Koshelari, the Besamach Komar Abaye, the Gemara we just learned, Ad kan le kama rab nosen hoche de kezayis boi revies. Da when does rab nosen hold that a kezayis needs a revies? That tafke bayaye, because it's kolish. Mashme, the svira le la baye, de koi shel broche, boi revies yayin chai. A koi shel broche needs a revies yayin chai, because rab nosen is speaking about the shirai tzor. And he says that Kezayis is a Revius. That means you need a Revius, and that Kezayis has a Revius. So why is you need a Revius? Olafim Asher Perish Bekunta, so we learned Rashi. So Rashi had this kash. Besomuch, the Biyayin Korish Boy Revius, Yayin Korish needs Revius, Mishum Dein Neroi Lemesigis HaKoyz. So Memele, so it's not schwer. Aber man sieht nur mehr, mit der Eilam so war dabei, der viele Bejahin Mosug, lei boi Revis. Aber darf ki Jahin Korish in jeder Revis. Aber Kosho Lari, le Perish HaKuntris. Die Ike Zayis Jovich, loi Chosi le Mezige. Ive Ike Zayis Jovich, is not Chosi le Mezige. Ashi said, a viele Revis is not Chosi le Mezige. It's not Chosi le Mezige. Lo mochoshuv mitam shohoye boy revius mitchiles afektach toisves. So if you cannot dilute it anyway, so what is the chshivas that it once was a revius mitchile? But that is past history. Once it had a shir revius, but now it doesn't have the shir revius anymore. Now it's a kizayis. Now it got hard, now it's a kizayis. Maishno migroigre shetzomko, the reish hamatzniya. The Gemara says in the beginning of Perk hamatzniya, the shir oichlim is biki groigres. What happens if you have a groigre shetzomko, if it dried up, so there's no chiv anymore? And the hitzo. Why? Because b'shas hitzo there's never shir groigres. If Rashi told us that this yayin korosh, you can't dilute it, so, was gate Miron that this Yayin Korosh was once a Revius, but now it's a Kezayis. So it lost the shear, of a Revius. So the Achrayna for Emfer Rashi, the beginning of Shloim and the Svasem is one of Emfer Rashi, and the Emerson, you have to understand the Metzias, but Rashi says it. Kezayis Hayovish Kshenimu Achav a Revius. We are speaking about something that you can melt it. You don't have to, this is not mezige, fakert. It can melt, it can become tzarika revius. It matters the temperature that is put in, it gets concentrated and it spreads out again. But it never lost its shear. Agroigre shetzomko, that means take its chosa, it'll never be the same anymore. A groigris at some cause now, not a potential groigris. Some a meilis, so therefore you are not chayiv on the itzor of a groigris. But it seems Tosfos did not like this pshat that without mezige, Tosfos did not understand that it's going to become a revius again. V'nirilari. So therefore the ri has now a new pshat in Abai. The Rav Yosef Abaye Svirlu, the Koi Shel Broche Boi Revius Yayim Chai. A Koi Shel Broche needs a Revius of Yayim Chai. Kidemashme Besoch, that's the Gemara. That's why they said a Kezayis is good, because it can become a Revius. Yeah. Kidemashme Besoch. Ubereise da arve psoch im diktoni sheiben, kidei revies. Abaye did not learn the way Rabbi Yudah Meshmul learned. That means he did split the revies. Hainu lechol echot. That each kois has to have a revies. So Memele, so now Tosfos is saying now, Gvaldiki Yesoidis, that Abaye holds that a Kosher Brocha needs Yayin Chai of a Revis. Umash Shoshone b'masnisen Yayin ba'anpei nafshei. So why does the Mishnah have to say, it says, Kol ha-mashkin b'revis, so Yayin is also b'revis. Avol gav da hava b'revis kishah mashkin. L'mais it is mamish the same shir according to Abaye. Hayne mishum de loy nite ke de rov loy me de khoshe bgdai shloy limzig ve lam de le revis so me mele that's why he says ki kayshaf en kayshaf ha baye shit ze revis ve ho de loy tone be hed ya moitzi yaim khay be revis fregt doch tays wes nu so but why did the tan have to go around in circles let the tan say ha moitzi yaim khay be revis you won't make any mistake. And then the Mishnah is telling us a clear cut shear of Yain Chai. So Taisa says two tirutz. Mishum de neichla la minket kdei mezigas hakois. The mishum ahu taime. Now Taisa is saying like this, not two time. Taisa says like this. Amoy redike chidish. You know why Yain Chai, the shear is revius. Mishum de neichla la minket kdei mezigas hakois. The mishum ahu taime, the roi latznioi lekoi shel broche, since this yayin chai can be used for a koi shel broche, that's why a person is matznia. Who the mechayev boitzo revis? Avol, Matai says, mu'im de kechidushin. Imifsal mi koi shel broche. If for some reason or other you'll have yayin chai, which now will become unusable for a koishel broch. How did it become unusable? Aidei pegime, someone drank from this yayin chai. Oishenoga boinochi, it became now stam yenom, is loy mechayev berevis. Then, yayin chai is worse than orange juice. Orange juice, the shir is berevis. Yayin chai, that is not usable for a kosher broche, will not be good berevis. Why? Mishum, lay mechayev berevis mishum deroy lishtias Yisrael, because a yid could drink it not for kosher broche. Oy nochi, or you'll give it to a goy. Mishum de lay matni lay kishir zuter kulei hai, a person will not be matzniya yayin, a revius of yain, hoyo v'loi chazi ella al yedei mezige uboi tikun v'loi choshiv kishamashkin sharuyim v'loi mayim. So Taisa says as follows, we do not know the oifen ha-mezige. The mezige was a psagansa avoide. They used chamen. It was a whole complicated procedure. So Taisa says orange juice, it's no kunst to make orange juice, if you have orange juice. A revius of yayin, a revius of orange juice is choshuv. It's a good drink, you drink a revius, you quench your thirst, fartik. No problem. Yayin has two purposes. You could use it b'cheftshe shel mitzvah, and that you can use yayin chai, or you can use it for a drink. Now, if you want to use it for a drink, you have to put effort into it in order to make it drinkable, enjoyable. You have to be moizig it. So Taisva said it is not kedai to save a yayin chai of a revius for the purpose of using it for a drink. Because the work involved in making this yayin chai roi l'shtiye is not kedai only if you only have a revius of yayin chai. If this is still kosher l'koishel broche, so memele it is usable without mezige. So memele, so a person will put it away. He can use it for koishel broche. But if he can't use it for koishel broche because it's pogum, or because a goy touched it, some emailer, so then what is the next shimush? The next shimush is shtiyah. For shtiyah, a person is not matzniyah Ashir Revias of Yain Chag. Agav Uche, there are two problems here on Taisvis. Number one, that what Taisvis says, if you are Poigim the Yain, so Mamela it's not Roy anymore for Kaishal Broche, Taisvis and Arve Psochim brings from the Rashbam, that's only the Chatchila de Kedim, but the Eved you can use it for Kaishal Broche. That's what the Rashbam says. Pgima is only Elachatchila de Kedim. And there's Eitzis had to be Misakim Pgima. You had a little water, a little wine. So Mimele, so it's still usable for Kaishal Broche. So this I found, the Chodesh Oviv is Moira on Taisvis. Taisvis by Taisvis, far foul. That if it was Pgim it, it's not usable for Kaishal Broche. The second Nekuda that Taisvis says that if a guy touched it, it's only Roy, L'shtiyas akum. So Taisa says, why is nimatzniyat for shtiyas akum? So Taisa says, because it involves a lot of bother already, because you have to be meizig, and you won't be meizig such a small shir. I'm just wondering, Taisa's in Psochim, daf lamed amad aleph, says that stam yeinom is muta bahano. Rabbi Kivege and Gilian Ashas says afenol that it's a greiz because it's mavua all over that stam yenem is osa bano. We heard on the Gemara daf ayin hey amit beis, the Gemara said that atzei asheire, a person is not matznia atzei asheire. Why? So Rashi says three reasons. One, because it's osa bano, it's mos, it's a labdom. So I'm just wondering if this Taisvis holds that it's mutabano, so therefore Taisvis has to give a shtik tair and say why he won't be matzniyed, because there's a rather difficulties involved to be meizig the yain. But if our Taisvis holds that it's osabano, so lochayre, so stamazai, it's a person lochayre is not matzniyed surayano, just like one is not matzniyed say asheire. Unless you'll say that you need all three timing in order not to be matzniyah. One time isn't maspik. Veisach nisht. Al koponim, so Taisvah says, so fakel, so abaye, gor apsanaye pshatna abaye, abaye held that only a revius of yayin chai, that's roi lekoi shel broche, has achshivis. So Taisvah says, or else it's not chshivus, because it's not worth the bother to be moizig it. Taktaisis, you could use it for gibel. What is it different than mayim sruchim? Mayim sruchim, a person saves, so he uses it for gibel tit. So you could use this yayin also for gibel tit. So taisis, ala gibel tit nami le matzni le. That's the metzias. People don't put it away for gibel tit. And Taisus brings a raya k'moy klaf, the loy choshev kishir kesher muhsin, half a piece of choshev yosem in the yor, mishim le matni le lohochi. The Gemara says later that the minimum shear of niyor is kesher muhsin. Kesher muhsin was a size of a paper that was written on the paper that he was exempt from taxes. So Mamela, there was a standard size of paper that was used for this exemption. So if a person has such a size of paper, so Mamela is matzniyah. It'll come to use. He'll be able to use, the moiches will write that he's exempt from taxes. So he'll save this piece of paper. Klaf, which in Yesod is more choshuv than the yod, has a bigger share. Aye, why don't you say it could be used for kesher meichsin? Weist doch heus that for some reason or other people are not matzniya klav for kesher meichsin. Kasher vameise. So Memela Sotaisva says, here is also the same thing. That even though it is roi legibultit, for some reason or other people will not be matzniya yain legibultit. So Memela, that is pshat in the Mishnah. If it is not roi, for a kaishal broche, some emele does not have a chshivas for itzo.